Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
Expecting a very important call, and when it comes in, I got to take a meeting. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. It's the Hammer Radio Network. We are worldwide. We are global. Again, this show can end any time now because there's things that I got to do. But if you'd like to come in now while you hear my voice while I'm still in the studio, you're more than welcome. And I'll give you the number in about 2 minutes. Today we're going to talk about American Freedom, D-U-M-B. But the number to come in the studio is 319-527-6099. I keep hearing this thing about American Freedom. Give me freedom. And I spelled it correctly. American Freedom, D-U-M-B. Idiots, moron, conspiracy theorists, crazy people. And the reason I say that is because, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a Republican. But I guess the qualifications to become a Republican is confusion. The more we keep you confused, the better off we are. And we send you messages so you can send to other people, and the messages are stupid. Donald Trump did the art of confusion because he had no talent. He had no education. He was the worst dumb fuck that ever walked the planet. But he learned the P.T. Barnum Bailey technique, meaning there's a sucker born in every minute. His art was to keep you confused, to keep you dumb. And you bought into it. Stupid stuff. Like taking cow and horse dewormer as a medication from COVID. Shining a UV light up your ass to get rid of COVID. We hear time and time again how stupid Donald Trump was, and then when I hear people come in the studio saying how brilliant he was, it wasn't them. What Donald Trump did do, something smart, was surround himself with smart people that made him look smart. That's a good technique, especially when you're stupid. He even himself said, I will surround myself with the best people because he's using the best mind. But he likes that. It's control. Think about it for a minute. You surround yourself with the best people. Then you make the decision. You pick the best answer. Then you become brilliant without doing any work. He's absolutely brilliant. And that's what he did. And when you come in and you say Donald Trump's administration did this and he was good in this, that wasn't Donald Trump at all. He was a puppet head. He was a dumb fuck. He was a person that they could control. And they knew it. And who controlled Donald Trump? Well, we can go back to the art of the deal. And we can go back from the beginning, how stupid he was. But he was stupid and brilliant at the same time. But we can go back to him wanting to get, well, you know, we have nuclear weapons. Why can't we use them? And talking stupid and bringing and inviting the Taliban to the White House in American soil. We can go on and on how stupid he was, but he surrounded himself with smart people, generals and business people. And they made his decisions for him, and all Donald Trump did was take their decision and became smart himself. But then what happened is he fired a lot of those people, or they resigned or they left because they couldn't handle the stupidity of this man. I used to like Donald Trump. There was a brilliant book called The Art of the Deal. I thought he wrote it. And then the author himself went on TV and explained that Donald Trump really had nothing to do with it. In fact, when he tried to interview Donald Trump, it says his attention span was such a gnat that he was running around and he couldn't even pay attention to certain just general basic things that it was almost impossible to finish the book. But again, we're talking about a very stupid man with a low IQ and low education who squandered his grandfather's money, his father's money, and who lied and who became his. But the one thing he did do is he became his own PR guy. He used to call people and with different names. He even used his son's name, who wasn't yet born, Barron's name. And to brag to the press how good he was, how smart he was, how he dated the hottest and the best women ever. He needed to brag about that. He needed to brag about how Tom Brady banged his own daughter, I think for one night, that he needed to be close to Tom Brady because of greatness. That's how stupid Donald Trump was. Donald Trump was a puppet head that the Koch brothers and others made up. Kellyanne Conway was an... God, who was the fat dude? Anyway, I'll remember him. Was supposed to teach him, lead him, put words in his head because he was a puppet for the conservative. What is that? Why am I talking about Donald Trump and you guys are getting about Donald Trump? American dumb. See, there's a thing to keep you American. See, if you keep you stupid and we keep you dumb, you are not thinking, you are a follower. That was Donald Trump's strong thing to do. That was his thing, is to divert you, is to put the shiny thing and keep you stupid, keep you confused. An example, everybody saw the Capitol coup. Donald Trump was busy watching TV and smiling, and he looked in the room and says, how come you guys are not happy about this? Isn't this great? They couldn't understand why this stupid fool thought this was so good. Then he came up with, I lost the election, not only the popular vote, but the electoral vote. So he came up with, it was stolen. It was rigged, because I didn't win. But yet, the senators are saying, No, we got elected. We're not going to call the election rigged. And again, he had to use the stupidity of the art of confusion and threats. And then you got well-educated people from Harvard and big well-known schools started coming up with stupid things saying it was stolen. It was rigged. Even though they won the election on votes themselves. The art of confusion. It's not to seek truth or lead you down a great path. It's to confuse you. And we have weak-minded fools who are conspiracy theorists that it works on. It works on very weak-minded fools. Very weak. And I know some of them used to be the morning crew. And I had to listen to that shit for years. But a strong mind can say, you just listen to it and you go, poor, and you think in your head, poor little bastards. Because you can't explain anything to them because their mind is already gone and they're weak-minded. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk America dumb because he kept America freedom. And the first one who confused America was Donald Trump, and he did it very well. To a point where people are still talking about his ass like he's a president. Some people still believe he is president. This is how stupid people are. Some people think he has a resurrection, that he's going to come back. Can you believe some people start thinking that he was going to come back and become president again? This is how stupid people are. And that takes us back to the pandemic. Fact after fact. Doctor after doctor. Hospital after hospital. Are filling up with patients and people are dying. People are dying. It's a fact. But yet there's still some idiots who think it's still a hoax. Some fools who think I'm going to play the percentage. How many people have died? Oh, not that many people. Ignoring the fact that people are getting it. And they die. I basically don't care. I will entertain your conversation about why you do not take the shot. But American, and then we're talking about American freedom, D-U-M-B. This is more contagious than the virus itself. These are morons who walk among us. There is morons who believe that, and I kid you not, that George Floyd is still alive and that was a host and was by actors. I shit you not. I shit you not. But Americans have short memories. Take you back to the 80s, early 90s, when AIDS were an epidemic. When AIDS first came out. And the theory how we got AIDS is kind of interesting how the same theory we got this pandemic. Because if you remember, the theory about AIDS were about a monkey. Something happened with a monkey and it jumped on us and we came. Now, and we got AIDS from a monkey. Some people still believe that. Now we come to 2021, and people are thinking that we got eggs from a pig. I mean, this pandemic, from a pig or some kind of animal. American freedom. It's the same old excuse. They don't even pretend. And when I say they, we're talking about the uneducated, misinformed, conspiracy theorists They don't even try to hide this shit anymore. So, we get AIDS. It's crazy. Does the government do anything about it? No, we try to the government tries to cover up, to keep down the people being hysterical. So what do they say? It's a gay disease. Straight people, don't worry about it. It's easy to pick on the gays. Nobody likes them. It's very easy. Take a group that you really don't like or that God don't like, as far as some religious people say. It's a gay disease. Don't worry about it, people. It's where one guy fucks the other guy up the ass, and it's only for gays. We have nothing to worry about. And women can't catch AIDS. That's the soundbite that we got. Until a woman got AIDS, and they couldn't keep it a secret anymore. Somebody must have said, holy fuck, we can't keep it a secret anymore. AIDS, women can get AIDS. And then you go, well, how are we going to spin this? Because we just said only homosexuals get AIDS. It's God's will. It's God's disease, only for fags and gay people. Well, I guess they're the same thing. They're going to get it. It's God's way of sanctifying the earth, getting rid of them. Like God couldn't point a finger and just give all gay people a heart attack. He's going to let them have sex first, and then after they come and after they have sex, then it's going to be a disease like God's master plan. He didn't have to go through that. But let's kill them slowly, too, because I guess it's God's plan. We're not going to kill them right away because I want them to suffer for 5 or 6 years. It's my master plan. It's so brilliant so I can get rid of the gays, as the religious people will say. America, freedom, D-U-M-B, and we're getting there. And we believe that shit. Can't touch AIDS. It's a gay thing. It's God's weapon to get rid of the fags, the gays. We believed it. We went on our merry way, still doing we've been fucking and screwing and whatever without a care in the world because we cannot catch AIDS. And if somebody does catch AIDS, it's like, are you gay? Because that's the stigma they put on it. That's what happened. It became an epidemic. And when the word got out that women could get AIDS, oh, holy hell broke out. Oh, man. It was anarchy. It was a turmoil thing. Panic in the streets. We couldn't keep the lid on it anymore. It was an epidemic that we didn't know anything about. Did we get it from a monkey? Did it come from a guy from France who was flying in an airplane? What the hell happened? All of a sudden, we got this plague. We can't keep a lid on it anymore. And people were dying of AIDS. Here we go. People were dying left and right of AIDS, and we couldn't understand what it was. Horrible death. And then medical science kicked in, and they developed this cocktail that prolonged life. Very interesting. And then we started to learn about AIDS, and we started to learn about HIV, that you don't have to have AIDS, you're going to have HIV before it gets to AIDS. Interesting. We started to get smart. Science started to say enough of this bullshit. We got to be honest with the people. Long story short, they develop a cocktail. Not just one drug, not just two. They got people who have HIV or AIDS taking about 6 pills, different prescriptions. 6, 7 maybe. They call it a cocktail. And you realize you don't talk about AIDS that much. You don't. Because then the celebrities got together and Magic Johnson got the AIDS virus, I guess, in the late 90s. He had to retire from basketball because nobody would play with him because we didn't have enough information about how you can get AIDS. Can you get it by sweat? Can you get it by a cut? Can you get it by this? He had to quit because he's making other people uncomfortable. And he contacted this maybe the late 90s. Early 90s, late 80s. And he's still alive today. And you seen Magic Johnson. He looked like a healthy, fat-ass motherfucker. Because of prescription drugs and science kept him alive. Before then, before any kind of prescription. In fact, there's a commercial right now that says that these people are taking this cocktail. When I say these people, people who are affected with HIV, are taking this cocktail right now that they can't even detect AIDS in their, HIV in their system. It's so low. That's what medical science did. A cocktail, not just one. It's a mixture of drugs. Magic Johnson, it's been 20 years maybe that he said that he came out with AIDS. And the average lifespan back then, when we didn't know enough about it, was maybe 2 or 3 years. But it was a horrifying 2 or 3 years. So when you hear the Republicans saying, we want our freedom, our bodies are mine, that's really strange. Because then you Republicans last week said, you cannot get an abortion in 6 weeks, and you cannot get abortion. We're going to take the baby away from you, even if it's incest or rape. You cannot do it. What happened to our bodies or minds? What happened to that? I'm sorry. When it comes to women, I'm sorry. Yeah, they don't count. Confusion. Confusion. American freedom. D-U-M-B. That's how it works. Conquer and divide. Get an idiot who's a conspiracy theorist. Get her. Get him. Put him in the mix. Let them go with it. Believe me, I've talked to a lot of idiots. And they'll say, I want my American freedom. Well, that's cool. I like the people who like the cake and eat it too. I want to be, so Biden says we're going to mandate these shots for people who work for the federal government, private sector, whatever. We're going to mandate this because we're going to try to control this. And then there's some morons are saying, well, what about our freedom? It's my body, our mind. You're taking away our freedom. Biden says, well, you got to do this because of safety of others. Well, what about our freedom? So I'm hearing we had to do the AIDS thing. And I think the law started with syphilis and gonorrhea before the AIDS thing. When somebody contracted syphilis or gonorrhea, the physician will ask you, who are your sexual partners? Now, you idiots from America, you want your freedom, D-U-M-B. You will say, I don't have to tell you. It's my freedom, my business, my body. You have the same attitude. And the doctors will say, I need to notify them to let them know that we must be tested to see if they have syphilis or gonorrhea. And you could have the same attitude about, I want my freedom, my body, my business. I don't have to tell you. So because of idiots like that, there had to be a law that's passed. So it's to protect the innocent and to protect the health of others. So they passed a law that say now the doctors must notify the people that you have had sex with tell them that they are infected or they can cure them. But we had to pass a law on that because you're too stupid. Because of your freedom, your American freedom. And it's the same thing that's going on. And without that mandate about letting people know that they may be infected with an incurable disease or a disease, There's people who just be running around giving the disease to anybody because it's their American freedom to do it. It's what I want to do. Same thing with AIDS. They had to pass a law that say if you intentionally infect someone with this AIDS virus, we consider that a life-threatening situation, and it's against the law. And if you have AIDS, we have to notify whoever you've been with so we can contact them to get treated or notify them. So it's the law because you're too stupid. Now, they said, I don't have to tell you I have AIDS. I'm going to keep my American freedom. I don't have to tell you anything. Meanwhile, I'm going around having sex with anybody I want to have sex with, infecting innocent people that don't know I have this, and killing them. So the government said, uh-uh, we're not having that. We're not having innocent people being affected and dying because of you. So they took action, even made a law. And they had to contact everyone. And if we find out that you are intentionally doing this to infect others, you will be taken out of society. And again, it's good. It's the good and the health of all. So when you come, I am vaccinated. So when you come not vaccinated, you are infringing on my health and other innocent people. And you have the right to say it's your American freedom, F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. Yeah, you have the right to be freedom, but you do not have the right to infect others. You do not have a right to compromise other people. Because of your stupidness and to your moronic thing, you can believe what you want to believe, but you do not have the right to hurt others. Think about it. So you can cry, it's your freedom. Fine, go die in a hole. You can cry that I don't want to live, I can't work because Biden is saying to me that I have to be tested or I need to have vaccinated so I can get my job. I want my freedom. Your freedom, you have a choice. Your freedom is quit. Quit your job. Nobody's telling you to hold on to that job. There's plenty of people to take that job. You want your freedom? You got your freedom. You could quit. Don't just stay there and babble and cry and whine like a bitch because you want to still work there, but work has rules and they have responsibilities. So now you want your cake and eat it too. You want your freedom. You want to say what you want to do. You want to do what you want to do, but you still want to hold a job that has rules and everything. So you want both things. You can't have both things. You want your freedom? Quit your job. Find another job that you don't have to test. Find another job that you don't have to take the shot. That's your freedom. Freedom, D-U-M-B, is still staying at a job where you're supposed to be responsible, where they're requiring you to do this, and you're bitching about it. That's freedom and trying to change their policy when you can quit your job, go somewhere else. Oh, Brian, but I can't quit your job. Then shut the fuck up. These are the rules of the workplace. And if you don't want to abide by the rules and safeties of others, then leave. So I don't understand taking away your freedom at all. We have a caller coming in, and I'm going to open up the phones. So I don't understand that your freedom is being taken away. Your freedom's not being taken away. You have the right to leave. You have the right to pull your kids out of school. You have the right to make sure those kids don't go to public school. You have all that. That's your freedom. That's your freedom. You have the right to stay home. That's your freedom. So I don't understand this. You're infringing on my freedom. 647, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. 647? 647?
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
So I agree that private business can set the terms. If you're a private business or if you're a government, the federal wants to set the terms for employment, the federal is a little bit different because we all pay taxes, but
right.
The private business can set the terms. You're absolutely correct. I think what's happening now, though, is that people are leaving the job, but they're also filing lawsuits. So the lawsuits are now piling up in court now. So this is going to be an extended period of discovery of what can and can't be done according to the law. So I think we're just going to have to wait until all those things work their way through the courts. I do find it, however, I don't think the analogy you use is a good analogy. Because we all infect each other with stuff all the time. And
sure.
The survival rate of this thing is 98%, which is about on par with the flu. Now, I think people, what's concerning me,
uh-huh.
What's concerning me is the rhetoric that I'm starting to hear
mm-hmm.
online and in person, just talking to people, because I don't really comment on this stuff too much. I have my
right.
own views, but I don't really comment because
sure.
the rhetoric is starting to ramp up. You're starting to hear people say things like, if they're against a certain governor or politician that doesn't agree with their side on this, they're starting to say things like, I hope that person gets it. I hope that person dies. I hope that
right.
person's whole family. I mean,
right.
these things are starting to be said. And I think people in the media, and I don't have much faith in them to do their jobs
right.
correctly.
Sure.
But I think we all have a responsibility to not let this thing get too out of hand with people's
mm-hmm.
feelings. Because what it's doing is pitting people against each other based on their
sure.
views about a health issue. And that can be dangerous if it's taken too far. So my whole thing is that people ought to just take a breath, take care of their own and do what
mm-hmm.
they need to do and try to understand the other side and just let's try to get through this thing.
I agree. You sound very intelligent, sir. Can I ask your name and what do you do for a living? Because you sound like you're in the government.
No, I'm not in the government.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm an engineer, but I have a
okay.
profession. My name is
good.
Patrick. But so that's my thing. My thing is,
right.
look, we got to get through this thing. Let's try to, look at what's going on, meter through the science, which is now all politicized, it looks like. So now you got to wade through all of this nonsense to try to
sure.
figure out what's really going on. And, try to make the best decision for yourself and try to understand the other side and just tamp down the rhetoric. Like, we got to start tamping down, all these people who are doing this, they're stupid or they're foolish or they're this, and we are both sides, everybody,
mm-hmm.
And it's just, it almost seems as like collectively we're not mature enough to have this conversation.
I agree with you. But Patrick, people are not saying what they really are. People are scared, and they're not dumb. People are really scared because the misinformation we're getting from our scientists and all the other BS is scaring the hell out of us because we're thinking you'd have no idea where this virus is going or where it's mutating to or what kind of virus is coming down the pike. You're throwing up things. You're telling us one thing. You're telling us another thing. And I see people who are vaccinated. They're catching it, too. They're dying, too. And the government wants a mandate. Who gives you the right to tell me that I need to put this poison in my system? It's they're scared, Patrick.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they're doing, and you're right, and the media is really complicit in this, and this is why.
I believe, true,
older
true.
Older people who are retired are looking
mm-hmm.
at TV a lot. So what they do,
sure.
especially black older people, they turn on the TV
mm-hmm.
and they look at CNN. And this includes my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last year my dad went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been looking at so much CNN that he was sure that he had this thing and he was going to die.
Right.
He called me from the hospital. I know what this is, and I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to make it, and blah, blah, blah. I talked to the nurses. The nurses start laughing. It's like, no, this is blood pressure. like, there's nothing wrong. But he was so convinced because
right.
of what he was seeing on TV,
mm-hmm.
he thought he was out of there.
Sure.
When
and
there
I
was
agree
no
with
reason
you.
To think that.
Right.
Right?
But the
and
only thing.
The same way. They're watching TV
right.
and they're getting scared and they're fearful. And they're getting, and they're just shaking with fear. And I'm like, wow, like, this thing is really, I'm just watching, man. I'm just looking and seeing what's happening, and it's not cool.
You're absolutely right, and I don't think they're complacent. I think they are the problem. I think the media is the problem for the thirst of ratings and for let's bring in, if it bleeds, it leads. Let's bring in the coronavirus. Okay, forget the coronavirus. Let's go 9/11, and let's bring in the widow of 9/11, and let her talk about how her husband got blown up and what they're doing. It is just a thirst of this catching the ratings, and it's the fear. Fear brings in a lot of money, Patrick. Fear will bring in ratings. But you're right. And the news, CNN, I want CNN, MSNBC, so on and so forth. It's not about news anymore. It's about personalities and about ratings and opinions. And people are getting confused that their opinion is actually information and news. They blurred it to such a way that you don't know somebody's opinion, and you're thinking it's true. You know what I mean? Fox says everybody has their own agenda.
Yeah, it's a spin, and they put spin on everything,
sure.
So you don't know what's what. And what, you know what? And I wish, you know, someone would start a news station that did strictly news. I'm talking about boring as you can get. Somebody in front of a camera just reading the news. If you don't have a statement from the other side, you say that, and you just give the raw global news. Well, 'cause that's another thing that is wrong with it, is that people are focused on so much on this thing that they're missing all of the other important global geopolitical news, the things that's going on.
I know. I think a lot of people. I know. A lot of people don't realize that North Korea just created a long-range missile, and they just launched it. It went over 900 miles, and they could put a nuclear warhead on it. Nobody knew that. It just happened yesterday. But it's true, Patrick. So it's about ratings. It's about confusion. It's about money. I mean, you have to follow the money. I mean, you can't deny Pfizer got, FDA approved. You know how many billions of dollars just having that approved? And then they're coming out right now. I just heard this morning that they're working on kids for 5 months old up to 12 getting the shot right now. It's like, what the hurt?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
It goes,
and it's like, it's going to get to the point where they're going to start injecting the kids that are in the womb with a long needle. Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, this thing, the windfall is so great. And check this out, though. Do you know on the new Biden bill that Congress is exempt?
No, I did not know that. I did not know.
Did you know that?
Congress
is exempt from these vaccine mandates.
Really? That's really interesting. That's interesting. I did not know that. No, I believe you.
From vaccine mandates, so they don't have to take it.
Oh, that's bullshit. But I understand. Well, you have a lot of red states, and you know what? I can almost see it. It would be too much. Can you imagine mandating that? I mean, you're running for office. You represent, you know, your constituents or the state of Arkansas. You're telling them your body, your freedom, but yet you had to take the shot. It doesn't go over well. They can lose, you know. So I could understand that they can't mandate that, and plus I think they have to go to the Senate and the Congress before.
Here's the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a list of people who took it and who didn't in Congress.
I bet you'd be surprised. I can bet you majority. Even Donald Trump took it. He even said he got vaccinated. You'll be surprised.
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, you would be surprised. That you got to remember what the average age in Congress and the Senate is, what? The average age is 65? I mean, let's just be real. Look at those guys. And you know that they have grandchildren and so on and so forth. They're saying, Daddy, Mom, Grandma, please take this vaccination. You know they did. I don't think they're – but to defend them, I don't think it's – whether I took it or not, but the person who has this apprehension of taking it, they're saying, well, you know what I mean? If you don't want to take it, it should not be mandated. So I think that is their thing. I don't think they're saying don't take it, but you should not be forced to have the shot. I think that's the thing that they're on. And they may have a point. They may have a point.
Yeah,
see, Patrick,
I don't think you should be forced. Plus, here's another thing,
right. The
wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
There is another. See, people talk about Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
Sure.
There's another vaccine maker who actually doing the actual vaccine the way vaccines are defined, meaning
really?
Taking the virus, a little bit of the virus, and putting it in you, and then your body creating an antibody for it. You know, the normal way, right?
Oh, you're saying the live virus?
Yeah.
They're going to, oh,
that's
really?
What vaccines are. That's
well,
what
no, this one here, are. This one is not the live virus.
That's the reason why it's not a vaccine, because it doesn't fit the definition.
But
what they've done in the dictionary recently is that they've changed the definition of a vaccine to
oh,
fit
really?
The stuff that they're doing. This gene therapy, yeah, but the medical, I don't think the medical journals and all the medical organizations have changed the definition yet. But the definition of a vaccine is that you take the live virus when you got vaccinated as a kid, that's what you got.
Right.
But your body can build up the antibodies for it, and that's what vaccine. Right. This is something totally different. But there is a company, it's called Genomics or something like that. They have another vaccine that doesn't do the gene and change your DNA and all that kind of stuff. It's just a regular COVID thing. They inject you with part of the live virus in the vaccine, and your body's free. Your body creates
and your
antibodies
body reacts and produces the antibodies. Wow.
Yes.
I did not know that, Patrick. Thanks for filling me in. You know, I got to – that's interesting. You know, there is saying
but
because
I don't
we're
know if they're – it's going to be interesting to see if they're as approved as the other pharmaceutical companies that have this sweet deal.
Right.
So
right.
I wonder. You know what? I'll find out about it, and I'll call you back some other time and let you know.
I would really appreciate it. And my answer is – depends on how good their lobbyist is, if you know what I'm saying, Patrick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming in. Please come in again. It's great meeting you, my friend.
We'll do so. We'll do so. All right. Thank you.
And
again.
Please,
great conversation.
Thank you. And be safe. Whatever decision you do, just be safe. You're an intelligent guy. You know, and I hope to hear from you again.
Oh, yeah. I'm safe. I'm eating right. I'm in the gym four to five days a week. I'm good. I don't take any medicines.
Wow.
I don't take anything. I'm good.
Look at you.
I feel good.
Look at you. See, you're an inspiration. I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I drink beer and I run to the bathroom. That's my jogging. Thanks for coming in, Patrick.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
You have a good day too. Take care. And we'll be right back with more news. And I want to thank Patrick for coming in studio. You, too, can come into the studio. And, sure, use the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in. Patrick, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for the intelligent conversation we had. And I hope we talk again. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. The show is going to be short today. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, and we'll come back with some more news and hopefully hear your views. And there's a lot of good stuff going on today. All right, everybody. And also, if you come into the studio and before you leave, if you have a song that you'd like to dedicate to someone, we have it here. You can do that. And I see my celebrity guest came in, Mr. King Webb, and we're going to go to a break, but I want to bring King in. Good morning, Mr. Yarol Heine, the Kings of Kings, Mr. King Webb.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? What's going on this morning? How you doing this morning?
Oh, just doing okay, my friend. I'm just doing what I'm doing.
That's good.
I took some time off now.
You know I had to bring you to my new church yesterday.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I stayed there for a while. You know that?
Yeah.
I did. I went to church.
Yeah, that was one of the churches I was going to back around in like 2017 or 18.
Uh-huh.
And then a buddy of mine, his stepdad was a Harry Deacon at another church, and his stepdad wanted me to come back over to this other church, and so I ended up going back over there to help this guy's stepdad out, whatever. And you know, of course, he went on to be with the Lord back in like 2019,
mm-hmm.
and then when this COVID started last year, you know,
right.
I just kind of looked at it as the way I did my job over there. It's time for me to go back to where I was at, but yeah, I'm back over. We're back over at the church that I was live streaming yesterday, man, and everybody over there, they missed me, and it was good to be back. But I said, let me go live. Let me bring Brian to touch with me. You know what I mean? Because I know his faith is being tested almost every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Oh yeah.
It was fun. I love the singing.
Yeah.
I love everybody. Just, I don't know. You know, I missed it. I went to church when I was young. Yeah, I mean, like a kid. But something about church, you know what I'm saying? Something about when you walk into church, the feeling that you have, you know? It was fun. I was trying to go, where is King? Where is King right now? this is the second time King took me to church, because I guess he feels like I need to be sanctified because I'm an evil demon. He cares about me so much that he wants to make sure. I enjoyed it. It was really funny. I'm trying to find it because I want to play it.
Yeah.
So I want to get a little. I'm going to take you to King's Church when we come back because I need time to find it because I know it's here. I'll go to it, and I just
re-tag your name or something so you can find it easier.
Okay. We'll do that, and we're going to take one break because I'm going to get some coffee. Good to hear your voice, King. And I'm going to take you to church because y'all need some churching. People really do. I know you're listening. Mr. King, King Webster.
Did you want the one where you commented, loved it? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So are the kids too young to take to church, or do you take them to church too, with you? Okay, you're looking for it. All right. When we come back,
you say that again.
Do the kids? Do your kids go to church with you, or are they?
Oh yeah, they go. They go with me every Sunday. You know, every Sunday
right.
We go.
Yep. I love it.
Yep.
Well, when we come back, we're going to church.
See, I be needing it though. You know, I be needing it because you know I'm with everything that I do on my own. I be needing it.
Right.
You know, I need that motivation from God. I need that word from God. You know, because
mm-hmm.
I know how I can be sometimes, and it actually relaxes me when I go. You know what I mean? It lets me know that when people try to test you, you can't feed into their devilish ways or demon ways. So I try to, you know, ignore a lot of stuff, you know. And even now I'm still trying. I'm having to get over a lot of things right now. And when I go to church, it just helps me out. So, you know.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong. You know, there's times.
Mm-hmm.
There was times. I'll tell you times. There was times where.
Yeah.
Where I was in production and we're doing so well, I got so much pressure, I couldn't even think straight. Decisions I had to make. I can make a decision, and say it's on me, but then I make a decision that I have 50 people
mm-hmm.
and their families, and hey, I've gone to church.
I have gone
to church at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Just to get
and,
that
and
peace.
Then just, and then last week, not yesterday, but last Sunday, I knew it was real because it was some confirmation, and the confirmation was when my kids woke up, I was talking to them about Job in the Bible, and I told
mm-hmm.
them that a lot of people refer to me as Job because I
mm-hmm.
do so much of my own, and so as soon as we got to church last Sunday. That's what the pastor was talking about. You know, he was talking about Job, and all that was is nothing but confirmation. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then yesterday he touched back on the basis of Job, and I said to myself, it's nothing but more confirmation. You know what I mean? Like I do so much on my own that you know sometimes it gets frustrating because it feels like you're not doing a good job sometimes. You know what I mean? And so. I mean, it's a lot, but everything's going to work out in the end, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we sometimes, it's going to sound like a cliche, Sometimes we lose our way. Yeah. We get lost in the weeds, and we listen to the noise, and
mm-hmm.
then we drift into the noise and this vortex of craziness. And sometimes you need to go somewhere where you're safe and you believe. You know
yeah.
it's right, you know.
Yeah.
And in the Bible, I have never read the Bible, I'm being honest with you, but, you know.
Yeah.
I feel that a lot of people find solace and they found comfort in the Bible. And to look up to that preacher or that clergy that says, you know, this guy's not going to lie to me.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
you
just need clarity and peace. Nothing wrong with that, man. I'd rather have somebody who believes in church than somebody who believes into an orange and or cult, you know, and hurt people.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But,
yeah, because I definitely, you know, I'd be needing it, you know.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be needing it, you know.
I know.
But,
we,
I'm glad you liked the service, though. It was.
I did.
I'm glad you liked it. You know, I'm gonna try to, you know, live stream it this Sunday. You know, and every chance I get, I'm gonna try to live stream it for those who may want a little motivation or something. You know.
Well, I'm gonna play it when we come back. That's how much I like it.
How about
and you know, I noticed the little things, and for you to do that, I know for you would have to think of me to even do that nice gesture.
Yeah.
About sending the link. It's not just, hey, Brian, I'm at church sending the link. No, it meant a lot for you to go out of your way saying, I hope he gets it. I want to see. It means a lot to me. So the detail thing. So I know what it took to send that link, and I'm honored and thank you. And I did. Look at it.
Look, we both in the entertainment industry. And I'm telling you, sometimes Satan knows how to tug on that coattail, and you know what I'm saying, it gets a little rough sometimes, so sometimes you kind of got to keep it balanced out, you know.
Right. Well, I ain't lying. It's like,
I know.
See, I wish I can go to church because I would testify. It's like, you know, Satan will come and get you this, and I go, you're right. Sometimes I invited Satan because I wanted to party with that hoe. I wanted to do those drugs. I wanted to do, you know, crazy shit to take me off of what I should be doing, you know. And I invited him. I party with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you realize, saying this ain't right for me. You know, this relationship between me and you, saying we got to break up. This ain't good. Because the only thing they're doing is ruining my body, screwing up with my mind.
You're not going
I don't even know where.
The street? Oh, sorry about that. Hold on.
No, it's okay. But we will talk about that when we get back. And I'm going to take a quick break.
Yeah,
hello, kids. No.
I know, right?
No.
I was just talking to them just now. Hold on, you guys. Brian wants to say hello. Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Brian. Oh, hi. Hello, kids. Are you getting ready to go to school?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're the smartest kids in school. You got to go to school so you can be so smart and that you can cure cancer and you can go up in a rocket ship. And own Disneyland. I know. Have a good day at school, kids.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. They have no idea what I'm talking about. They got to go to school. He's a crazy man, Daddy. I love the kids. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
With more.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back with more Brian Hammer Jackson and Mr. King Webb. Mr. King Webb, we'll be right back. 2 minutes.
Hey, good morning.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick. Heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Take me to church, I worship.
and let that be a lesson to all of us. Life is very simple. People make things complicated. If the people don't want to take the shot, don't mandate it. You can't force people to put poison in their system. It's wrong. Now, I understand, as I used the example before with the AIDS. You know, the cocktail that these people are living longer. I mean, I go with Magic Johnson, who got AIDS. Not HIV, he has AIDS. But thanks to the cocktail and the prescription, and then his life is prolonged. I mean, you ever see him? The man's a fat ass. So,
yeah.
It's a hard thing to do, you know. And I know that we mix religion with a lot of things, meaning that a lot of people, a lot of religious people don't want to take the shot. They don't want to take it. What do you do? Well, here's what you do. See, if I ran the world, it'd be easier. Come up with a better shot. Don't blame the unvaccinated people. Look, if your shot is not good enough that even unvaccinated people can get it, it's time for you to get to work. Come up with a better shot that even the unvaccinated people can't pass it on to you. That sounds like a good idea to me. You don't have to worry about the unvaccinated people taking a shot and giving you shit. Come up with a better cure or a better shot. Why don't we do that? Do I have to run the world, King? I don't know what I'll do. I'm going to take you to church. My good friend, Mr. King. Good friend, Mr. King, and I do say that. And I say that with love and respect, because when people say, hey, Brian, you got a lot of friends. No, I don't. I hold my friends very dear to me, who are my friends, and I keep them close. I have a lot of acquaintances, have a lot of people to high and by, but good friends, when I label you as a friend, that's a something special. And my good friend, Mr. King Webb, the Mr. I don't give a damn, don't get caught in my web, his records are soaring up the charts, downloaded, unbelievable, streaming everywhere. He decided to take me to church on a Sunday. Now, what is happening to my house on a Sunday? I'm looking at Kansas City football games. I'm cheering them on. I go, oh, I got a notification. Oh, I wonder what King's up to. I'm going to hit this. I'm in church. You know what I do? I turn down the Kansas City game. I turn down the football game, and I'm going to church. I actually did. And I commented to make sure he knew I was here. And here's a little bit of it that when Mr. King Webb took me to church. Here's a little bit of it. Thank you. I love a good gospel. Man, I do. Thank you, King. You did a couple more.
You're very welcome.
Life.
I did
a couple more live feeds, but I didn't get a chance to click on it because I had some meetings, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
I really did.
Oh, yeah.
I love that lady.
I had to share that because, you know, I know there's a few times, you know, we experienced some problems on the show. And just to give you some clarification and it's just Jesus is going to fix it. You know, God will fix it at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So when people start coming on with their nonsense or, you know, like for an example, you know, you were really sick. You didn't know about how the vaccine and all that stuff was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
God came and fixed it. You know what I mean? You're back to feeling normal. You know what I mean? So, you know, that was just some confirmation in that song that Jesus is going to fix it at the end of the day. Whatever we're going through, God going to fix it, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you
know,
there is a plan. You was talking about you didn't know how this movie thing was going to go with you. And, you know, at the end of the day, God going to fix it all, you know what I mean? You just got to just keep trusting in him and just, you know, try to be as positive as you can and just stay focused. God going to fix it all, you know.
I believe that. I talk to him. Say a lot of things on the air because of my, will attack it and my personal life.
Exactly.
I do believe in God. And some people will take, and come in and try to troll me. But my personal belief is my personal belief, and I do believe in God, and I do talk to God. I do pray, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't go to church. I never read the Bible. But I don't have to go to church and read the stories to believe in the Lord, which I do. And my background is my mother's from Georgia. Southern Baptist woman.
Yeah.
Southern Baptist woman. My holy roller. You know what with the pill hat and everything. Oh, praise God. Get on her knees and just, you know, sing. And so I come from that background, you know. Got a lot of Southern roots in me, and I respect it. But being a controversial guy like me, nobody wants to hear that, and I keep it private. But so when I do get somebody like you to share something like this, it makes me smile the rest of the day, you know. I smile, I look at it, and I go, damn, that feels good, and I remember. And sometimes I need to remember that you're right. There's somebody up there that has a plan. And you just got to believe. Sometimes you got to believe. Sometimes you got to have faith.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about all that
when that song came on. And I said, you know, I said, this here could be some confirmation to somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, God will fix it all, you know what I mean? God going to fix it all. When people come with those little problems, so if you having some doubt in yourself, you know, God going to fix it at the end of the day, you know? So
I think so.
And it was actually confirmation for me, too, you know? It was confirmation for me, too, because I was having some doubts about some things, and it's out of the blue, things just starting to look up for me right now, you know? So, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have God, I was in school one time, and somebody was talking. It was a teacher, not a professor, so I was still in school. And he was talking about God. And he said, I know some of you guys don't believe in God, but isn't it funny that when the time comes or when you're feeling sick or you have no hope, the first person you reach out to is the Lord. Even all you atheists and all you people who don't believe them, first thing that happens that is a tragedy or something, that's the first person you reach to is God. I had a friend who loved to booze it up, party and everything. We were bad boys. I mean, I'm not an angel, You know, I was encouraging this stuff, and we got drunk one time, and he was not a religious person, and he says, you know, Brian, I go, yeah, you know, I don't believe in church or God. I go, yeah. He goes, but, I go, yeah, what's the but? But, you know, I got this thing. I go, I don't want to hear about your thing. And I don't know. I'm kind of scared. He actually said this. I'm kind of scared. And I go, yeah, well, you should be. And he says, but just in case there is a Lord up there, will you pray for me? Will you pray with me? I go,
Oh, man.
Yeah. He actually said it. I go, just in case. I go, uh-huh. You believe in him now, don't you? So, I don't know, man. I just, sometimes you just got to respect what people believe in. And goes back to this thing. And I have met so many people on this show, and they turn religious. And I go, I'm thinking God did time. I'm thinking he's in prison, because every time I talk to somebody who's from prison, they find him there. I go, why is God serving time? Because every time they go to prison, they find God. What did God do that? He's serving, you know. Is God serving time?
Well, you gotta look at it this way.
Yeah.
Those who are in prison, some of them may refer to themselves as like Paul in the Bible, man. Paul was a little jacked up, you know what I mean? He went through stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like different people in the Bible, man, they went through different things. And it's like with my learning, I'm actually learning who did what in the different names, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a lot of people in prison, man, they're actually able to take time to sit down and learn that stuff. And each people that are sitting down learning the Bible, they're realizing that they are kind of like somebody in the Bible. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why a lot of people, man, they convert, you know, they convert or they'll find God in those type of places, you know? So
right. I'd like to tell you a story. I think you can really relate to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was in college, I had to make extra money. So what I did was I drove a van for disabled students. These are students who are handicapped in one way or another, blind, deaf, whatever. They couldn't get to college on their own. So I said, you know, I'm telling you some personal stuff that, you know, I wanted to help people in college. And I said, you know what? This is a job I can do. I'm helping people and bringing them to college. Cool. I have this personality that turned everything upside down, you know. Mr. Poffler, everybody wanted to get in my van, you know, and I talked to people. There was this blind girl. She was blind as you can be. She had her cane. She couldn't see shit. And I got her in my van, and I asked her, you know, taking her to class, and every morning she was singing. She sang like a canary, and I'm looking at her going, this is this blind girl who can't see anything, can't see whatever. And she's singing so beautiful, just contemporary songs, you know what I mean? And it makes you humble. Then it's a guy. His name was Victor. I loved Victor. Victor was in a wheelchair. Used to pick Victor up. And then one day, he was one of these Italian guys who were kind of rude Italian, like, hey, what about it? Forget about it, the brunch. You know, he's one of these. He's like a Joe. He was like a Joe. And so Victor, I was pushing Victor to class. And Victor goes, hey, Brian. I go, yeah. He goes, you know, a lot of people feel sorry for me and in a wheelchair. And I go, okay, I can understand that. He goes, I want to do you a favor. I go, what? He goes, I'm getting out of my chair. Help me out of my chair. I helped the man out of his chair, and I sat him down on the grass, right? He can't move his legs. He says, get in my chair. I get in his chair. And he goes, okay. Now, just sit here for a while and tell me what you see. When you see a girl come by, tell me what you see. And I go, oh, okay. All you see is their tits. Because he's at that height where all you see is their tits coming at you. I go, you dirty old man. He starts laughing like crazy. It's not so bad, is it, Brian? I go, okay. Okay, fine. I see where you're going with this. And then there's one guy I picked up. I told this story before. I'll tell it again. And And this is where I thought God was messing with me. You ever think God's messing with you, King? I mean,
all the time.
You know?
I feel that way all the time. And sometimes I always felt that when God does that, he's trying to get us to pay attention, you know?
Right.
He's trying to get us to pay attention and get back on track, you know? And that's what happens to me, you know? I'm like, God, why are you messing me like that? And you can tell if he's messing with you, on some serious stuff, or if he's doing some humorous stuff, you know what I mean? Because God can have a sense of humor. And so normally when he gets to messing with me, I'll be like, okay, I hear you. I'm going to listen. You know what I mean? So, he does that.
Yeah, he tests me. I go, come on, God, really? I know he has a sense of humor. I know it. So here's the seriousness, and think about it. So I'm driving, and then I get this call. Brian, you got to go pick up Father Sarah. Father Sarah, he's a father. He's a priest. I'm on the radio going, Father who? Father Sarah, pick him up. He needs to get to class. He's not normally on my route. I go, okay. So I go to this, it's almost like a convent house, whatever, there's nuns, blah, 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 blah. Here comes Father Sarah. He's in a wheelchair. Now, he must have had a stroke because he talks like, like that kind of thing. So he was in a wheelchair, but he had some kind of problems. Put him in the back of the van. I secure his wheelchair. I don't know what to say to a priest. We're driving, and we didn't talk for a while, and then after 3 weeks go by, he spoke. What your name? I go, my name is Brian. Hi, Brian, I'm Father. I go, yes, I do. I have your name right here. I've been taking you for the last 3 weeks. You know, I was not the nicest guy in the world, King. You know what I mean? My patience was running thin. I got to get to class. You know what I mean? I'm driving here. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Nice to meet you, Brian. Oh, nice to meet you, Father. And I kind of call him Father, right? I'm being polite. And then me and Father got to be friends, right? One day I'm driving, and I'm saying, God's, this is where I think God is messing with me. Pick up Father Sarah. And then Father Sarah going, you want to hear a joke, Brian? I go, sure. And he told me the nastiest, filthiest joke ever. It was a nasty joke. And he starts laughing. I go, Father Sarah, that was a nasty joke. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm laughing, but what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So Father Sarah, so we started laughing. He started laughing. And then he says, I enjoy writing with you. And I said, okay, I enjoy taking you. Then it happened. I get this call, and it's about, I don't know what kind of disability this woman had. I get this call, and it goes, you have to pick up, let's call her Sue. You have to pick up Sue. I said, okay, what's her disability? And she has some neurological problems. I go, okay, fine, I don't need to know where, whatever. I pick her up. She's in a very short dress, no bra, very heavy up top. She looks completely normal except for her glasses. I had huge-ass glasses with those big eyes sticking out like an owl. She gets in the car. I said, you need to get in the back. She goes, I'm riding with you. I don't have time to argue with you. All right, get in the front. So she gets in the front, and she's, how can I explain it? A hoe? Okay. But then you're thinking, okay, this person has disabilities, some neurological problems, whatever. But she was a hoe. Where you go, I don't want to go to class today, Brian. I go, well, where do you want me to drop you off? Let's go driving around, me and you. No, we're not going to drive around, me and you. Well, let's get in the back of the van. No, we're not getting in the back of the van. Well, can I get close? No, you cannot get close to me. Well, I don't want to go to class. I go, that's up to you. I can take your ass back. It's one of those things. Well, can we be friends? We can be friends, but don't act like an idiot. Don't act like an asshole. I had no patience. You know what I'm trying to say? Finally, after about a couple of rides, she knew that she couldn't get anywhere with me. Cool. Then I made a mistake, and to this day, I kind of regret it. I got Father Sarah in a car. I mean, in a trunk. I got him in a trunk. I got him in the van. And me and Father Sarah were talking. He didn't talk much about religion. He wore the collar. He wore everything. But we didn't talk much. But we talked about sports. We talked about, like, two guys talking. We're having a great time. I get this call. Can you pick up Sue? I said, why am I picking up Sue? I mean, she doesn't have a class today. Well, she apparently has a class and she needs, and it's on the way. I go, shit, okay. I pick up Sue, put Sue in the front seat. Father Sarah is buckled in the back. Sue looks at Father Sarah, and I'm thinking in my head, don't say anything to Father Sarah. Don't say anything, Father Sarah. She doesn't say anything. We're going. I'm almost at the college. I've got to be safe. I've got to make sure she doesn't upset Father Sarah. Father Sarah says, hi, my name is Father Sarah. What's your name? She goes, my name is Sue. I go, oh, damn. God, why? Why, Lord? Why? And it was just that. They went to class and everything. Fine. I didn't pick up Father Sarah for another 2 weeks, and I'm wondering what was going on with Father Sarah. So I go, this is all truth. King, this is all truth. So I go to the office, go, what's up with Father Sarah? They go, I don't know where Father Sarah, okay. A month goes by. I get a call, Father Sarah's back. Father Sarah's so I go, hey, Father Sarah. He's quiet, very quiet. And I'm thinking there's something wrong. And I put him in there, and we're driving. He hasn't said a word. And I look in the rearview mirror, and his head is down. I'm going, his head's never down. What's going? Maybe he had a stroke or whatever. I'm worried about Father Sarah. Then say shit. Let him be in his own head. And then Father Sarah lifted up his head right before we got to school. He goes, I swear to God, Brian. I go, yeah, Father. What it like to have sex? It was almost like the way he said it was like a 5-year-old or, you know, a child. You know, tell me about the birds and the bees, Daddy, that kind of thing. This is a grown-ass man that I'm looking at with a collar, looked through the rearview mirror, and he asked me what it was like to have sex. Well, I said, Lord, you must be bored, and you're testing me, aren't you, God? I love you, but you're testing me. I said, Father Sarah, I said, It's like this. It's like it's a with the right person. It's a, you know, you're giving them the clinical answer. With the right person, it's a wonderful feeling. I'm not talking about that. What is it like to put your penis into the pussy? Cool, Father Sarah. You can't say pussy. You got a cloth there. You got a collar. And he starts laughing. What do you do? What do you do? I said. Then I tell him the truth. I can't lie. It's like confession time. He's wearing a collar, King. What, are you going to lie to a priest? Isn't that a sin? And so I go to him. Well, it's great. I mean, it's furry sometimes. You got a bush. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they shave and everything, and the feeling is really wonderful. And, you know, your penis has nerve endings and everything. And then when you put it inside the pussy, it's kind of like it explodes. He goes, it explodes? What do you mean? I said, well, it kind of explodes. He goes, it blows up? No, not really blows up. It just builds up. You know, so we went through this. He goes, oh. He goes, you're uncomfortable, huh? I go, yeah, I'm talking to a priest about intercourse. How do you think I'm going to feel? He starts laughing. Fine. Get a call. Sue, pick up Sue. Meanwhile, Father Sarah shuts up. Sue gets in the car. Sue goes, hi, Father Sarah. Hi. You look lovely today, Father Sarah. I go, oh, shit. And I go, I'm not even paying attention. Thank you. You look pretty, too. Thank you. But it's kind of familiar, and they smile at each other. I'm looking at my side thing, at the side eye, both those people. A week goes by, scandal hits. Where's Father Sarah? I go, where's Father Sarah? And then there was a meeting. Sue raped Father Sarah. She got on top of the wheelchair, and she rode him like a pony. She raped him. she rode him like a pony. And so it was a meeting. They go, well, Father Sarah's no longer riding with us anymore. I go, why? Well, he got raped. Who raped him, Sue? I go, oh, damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then, well, Sue would no longer be with us anymore. I go, good. So
wow.
I didn't hear anything. Now, then I get called in. Brian, we want to speak to you. I go, I swear, this is all true. I go, what did I do? I need to speak. Why can't you speak to other people? Why me? I get into the office. They go, do you know the situation between Father Sarah and Sue? I was interrogated. I go, no, I don't. Well, did they talk to each? You know, this whole interrogation thing. Did she flirt with him? Blah, blah, blah. We got the church on our ass. I go, you got the church on your ass? I go, I'm out of here. No, you're not. You get out of here. I'm not fighting the church. So apparently the church got upset, saying that there was no supervision. What's going on here with the raping? And I go, okay, I'm putting two to two together. What's going on? Do you remember when you were writing them? I go, yes. Do you remember you got a call? Yes. Do you remember going to the, it was an older lady that I had to get out of the van, and I had to go pick her up in her home. She was not ready. She goes, just a minute, I'll be ready. I looked in the van. Sue was still sitting in the chair. Father Sarah was in the back. I'm looking at, okay, they're okay. Sue must respect this, right? The woman tells me, can you come in and lift me in my chair? The door is open. I go, oh, damn, what am I going to do? I go in. I lift the old lady up, and it takes me about 10 minutes to get her out of the house into the van. By then, I'm looking at Father Sarah, and it looks like he's asleep, and his head's thrown back of the wheelchair, and his mouth is open like he went to sleep. I go, oh, he must be tired. I looked at Sue, and she's kind of adjusting herself, but I didn't put it together. So what happened, the bottom line, is they had sex while I was in the house helping this old lady. It was on my watch. King was on my watch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't put it together. And so now they're telling me, well, when you picked up so-and-so, she hopped in the back seat and rode him like a pony. And meanwhile, I was helping this handicapped lady. She was about 79 into her chair and taking her out going, you know, it's a wonderful day. And those two people are knocking boots. The church got pissed off. Father Sarah lost his I don't know what they call it, but they took away his thing, and he was very depressed. He was borderline.
They probably took away his preacher's license or whatever.
They did. They did that. She was accused of rape, but they weren't going to press any charges because it would be bad for the school. I was the fall guy and said, well, what do you think we're going to do, Brian? I go, well, it looks like one of us have to go, right? Because we're not going to fire you yet. I go, not yet? No, because you're going to fix this. I go, I'm not going to fix shit. I'm not going to belong to this thing. I can't control this. Well, they are disabled, and they are in your care, and they're in the university's care, and therefore you left them unattended. You know this bullshit, right? All because of Father Sarah's hard-on. Well, I didn't see them for a while. I got framed, and they wanted to get rid of me. And they said, we have a problem, and it's Brian. And I had no idea that they tried to conspire to get rid of me. So it became Christmas time. And one of the counselors, or head of the Disabled Student Center, says, it's Christmas, Brian. Do you want a drink? And they're having eggnog. This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right? I'm in a Disabled Student Center. They're having, you know, it's a Christmas thing, eggnog. Well, I had no idea that somebody put something in eggnog. It was very little that you could not even taste it. So I said, oh, sure, I'll have a cup of eggnog. Because they knew I was driving. I had to pick up people, right? Why would you give me a drink when you know that I had to pick up people, right, in the middle of the afternoon?
Oh, man.
So they give me a drink, and they go, it's just eggnog. I go, okay, eggnog. And when I got back, There was a woman. It was a woman that was there for a long period of time, big-breasted women. And I picked her up, and it's one of those, and she was so small, but she was heavy-breasted. I picked her up, and then I boosted her up, but I was touching her boobs, and I go, oh, my God, I apologize. She got upset saying, am I so disgusting that you can't touch me? I go, no. I just apologize when I tried to pick you up. And she goes, oh, then you think I'm disgusting. I'm going, where is this coming from? I'm going to take you. I'm not going to have anything to do with this. And then she, for the first time, she says, why don't you come in? I go, I can't come in. She goes, okay, well, I need somebody to push me up here. I go, fine, I'll push you up there. She goes, why don't you take me out of my chair and put me in my bed? I go, I can't do that. It's not against the rules. She goes, how can I get out of my chair? So I did it. Okay, I'm out, right? By the time I get to college, and 10 minutes later, I get called in the office. And I go, we have a problem. I go, well, what's the problem? We're being sued. The college is being sued. I go, you're being sued? Why are we being sued? Well, apparently, you manhandled one of our disabled person. You actually went into the house and you put her in the bedroom. What were you doing in the bedroom? I go, she asked, you know what I mean? I said, I'm being set up here. And he goes, you're not being set up. Oh, by the way, somebody told me you were drinking. I go, what are you talking about? I had a thing of eggnog. Well, there was some stuff in the eggnog. I go, there was no stuff in the eggnog. And then the person who served it says, yes, there was some alcohol in the eggnog because we tasted it. So they framed me saying that I was drunk, driving the van, took a person in the house that I should not have gone in the house, and put her to bed because I was drunk. And that the college was being sued, so they had to let me go so the lawsuit can drop. Can you believe that shit? And so this is something that happened, and it goes with the story with Father Sarah. So 3 years go by, and now I'm in college. I studied criminal justice in college. There was a job opened up as a correctional officer, but I wasn't a full correctional officer. I was a training, but I worked in a juvenile hall as a correctional officer. And then every Friday they had to go to church. Haven't seen Father Sarah in 3 to 4 years. And guess who was the priest leading the church? It was Father Sarah in juvenile hall leading the juveniles into prayer and services. Amazing how life takes a turn. I'm hearing somebody scream in the background. I just don't know what that is. All right. The show is called Brian the Hammer Jackson. It showed that little story. Today we're talking about American Freedom, D-U-M-B. And it says here, hey, Texas, you want your choice to have the shot or it's taken away your freedom, D-U-M-B? Well, too bad. The right to choose don't apply to the women in Texas. This is a political year, folks. Let the bullshit fly as we drive down misinformation highway to our destination, civil unrest. America became obsessed with freedom, D-U-M-B. The idea of freedom as the removal of all restraints, the right to harm others, the ability to do anything you please, no matter how destructive, toxic, foolish, or insane, you have the right to be free. And they put an example of COVID's jaw-dropping example. Think about the examples above. It involves at least three levels of freedom. And then I have here, may the best fucked up people win. That's hammering this out. You're listening to Hammer. We have a short show today. You listen to Hammer Radio Network. The number that you want to call in to keep me on the air is 319-527-6099. Again, we're talking about freedom. And people are mad at Biden for mandating federal jobs, state jobs, whatever, to take the vaccine. People are saying, you're messing with our freedom. And we're saying, is your freedom more important that can harm others and their health? And I use an example of AIDS and other stuff that, hey, if you have AIDS, don't you have the right and your freedom to screw anybody you want to? And don't you have the right to say, hey, that's my private information. You don't need to know about it. But then the law says we have to, and the doctors are saying we have to notify people that you have infected. Now, that's to protect others. Isn't this the same thing? I mean, getting a vaccine is helping to protect others around you. Or do we let you have your freedom and you go around affecting other people and we're endangering their health? So it's kind of a clusterfuck here. So you have your freedom. If you don't want to work at a job where you're taking tests or you're getting mandated, then quit. You're free to quit. You're free to take your kids out. Nobody's stopping you. But you can't have it both ways. You cannot say, well, my job, I need my job, but I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to protest you so you can change your policy. No, that's the job. Every job has rules and duties. If you don't like the rules or duty, then you might go somewhere else. You have the freedom to choose what you want to do. But you can't yell, I want my freedom, and have any and somebody else change their policies for you. What about their freedom? So that's what we're talking about, freedom. And when we come back, Trump is losing his he's losing his shine. People are running away from him. And we have a story on that. I mean, here's a headline right here. Pro-Trump rally expecting 10,000 attendees. He sees only a few hundred show up. There's another thing about the corporate people are not giving their money behind Donald Trump anymore. They said, we're tired of the shit show. Things are changing. See, you know, you got to remember, if you start liking Donald Trump, it's not because you like Donald Trump's policies. They ain't his policies. They are the people who are running the country. Trump is a puppet head. He's the one that keeps a diversion going on and keeps you confused while they take care of their business. And we'll have that story when we come back. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. Again, if you want to come in, it's a short show today. It's 319-527-6099.
Okay,
welcome back, King. And
that's crazy, you know what I mean? It sounded like you were going to a Catholic school or something like that, right?
Oh, no, I was working at a disabled student. I was working at a disabled student where I bring disabled students to the thing, but the scandal with Father Sarah and that girl and the church got involved saying that he left them unattended and Father Sarah was raped.
Oh, man.
Now,
that's crazy. You just got to be careful who you're helping nowadays, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's for those people who have good hearts, it's sad because we have to put a barrier up and we have to watch who we help now, you know what I mean? Because you got other people, man, they got crazy stuff going through their minds or whatever they intend to be doing. So, you know, for people like me and you and others out there who could be listening, man, we just have to, it's sad because now we have to be careful, you know what I mean? We have to be careful who we help and, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sad, so.
It is. You're right. But you know what? God has a plan, though. See, King, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, if I didn't get fired from that job, I would have never worked in the juvenile hall correctional facility, and I helped so many people. And Father Sarah was there. Father Sarah, and to this day, King, I don't want to go there. I'm not sure she raped him. Not so sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. And I remember the question he was asking me before that happened. What is it like to make love? What does your penis feel like to go inside a pussy? You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was any kind of rape going on. It might have, he saw an opportunity. He, you know, he might want to. And to this
and
day, he got
it.
Laid. Yeah. He went for it.
Yep, he went for it.
And like God says, I hate the sin, but I forgive. What was it? Was it? I forgive this. I hate the sin, but I forgive the sinner. Is that what it goes? Is that what it is, King? You know, God will forgive you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, you know.
He got a little pussy.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird, but he has a plan. All right, we'll be right back. Maybe God wanted him to have a... See, I don't know if God said... I don't know the story of the priest saying, you know, Lord, we're going to sacrifice this and we're going to give you our chastity and I'm going to... And the Lord says, wait a minute, what are you doing? I made Adam and Eve. I made man and woman to conceive and to give birth and to populate. Now you're telling me, uh-uh, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to save it for you? Get out of here! I don't know. God's saying, wait a minute, what?
Man.
Didn't God create man and woman to have babies and populate the earth? That's what I thought.
Well.
And then the priest says, I'm saving it all for you, Lord. He goes, no, that's not what it's for. I gave you a penis for a reason. What are you doing? We'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and that is King Webb, the number one guy with King. I don't give a damn, and don't get caught in my web. You have over 200,000 downloads on I Don't Give a Damn? I mean, you are just flying.
Oh, man, it's actually, I ain't really been checking it like that. I know it's going up day by day, you know.
Damn.
It's going up day by day, plus... Like I say, I'm counting all the views that I have on my SoundCloud, my Spotify, my YouTube. I mean, you know, my iTunes, all of that stuff. I mean, right now it's getting up there, you know what I mean? But like I told everybody, everybody that's been waiting, I'm in the process of working on this new song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The funny part about that is last week, man, I started trying to work on the song, and now I can't even find the piece to my microphone. Like, it's not a piece to my microphone. It's a piece to hold up my microphone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm still kind of unpacking my boxes and stuff here and there, you know?
Right.
And so I'm like, man, I don't know where this piece is at, so hopefully I'll find it real soon. But yeah, I already started writing, working on it, and now, you know, as soon as I can find this piece to my microphone, to mount my microphone up, then I'll be able to start recording. But my publicist, Tony DeYoung, you know, the guy who's been promoting me and everything, he, I let him hear the song, and he was like, damn, man. And I told myself, I got a lot of material I haven't released yet, you know, and so.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that out real soon. And then after I get that out, then I'm gonna be working on my article with Double XL, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, a lot of stuff is in the works right now. And like I said, as soon as I can find this piece to mount this microphone up, man, I got a lot of good stuff, you know.
I hope you do. I hope you, because you got music
me too. I've been trying to figure out, like, okay, where did I put this piece at, you know? Cause I just know that I had I really wasn't able to get a lot done because I was still getting the kids to school and all this other stuff, and so I'm like, man, I'm just gonna throw this stuff in a box, whatever, and get ready. But I think I might have an idea of where this piece is, you know what I mean? Cause all I got up now is my microphone stand. I got the microphone, but I don't know. It'll turn up somehow. I don't know. So
It will. It will. I had that problem when I moved. Shit, I moved about 10 years ago, and I still have to get in a box that I didn't even open yet somewhere, somewhat.
Yeah.
King Webb, baby. I don't give a damn. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Holler at the king.
Again.
I love this song. All right,
any
be right
of you
back.
Motherfuckers talk to me or not. Okay. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why I stay
this week.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys making no noise. You talk toys cause you talk talent. Sometimes I get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. Your bluff on the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding in dolo. Still looking for the promo. And you know that it's pyro. Technics, but technically my ethics be right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to get these groceries for the kids and the families to get off these. Only use my needs for the Lord who created me. And it didn't be no beast. Got a statue, so I'm at peace with my Velveeta. I don't need a real art. It's a really shame with Tina. Sit with a Nina. Or even a diva. I'm good in the skeezers. They're not safe. Can I keep that BS away? Y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the world rate like I'm eBay. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like I'm EA. Like the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't want to flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that will make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Let's win another old world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they shit is sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, your fans gotta. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My past back there going kiss mad. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no see. Too bad. Wanna bring my family together. I'm like fuck you. Whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shake and thought my problems was baking. Bunch of fucking pities with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you hurt, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up the nation. You ain't gotta fuck with red, yo. Rappers talking shit, yeah, I know. Get my feeling on me, damn, bro. Last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up. If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fuck the web, not rep, mate. Doing six dubs and doing a damn thing. Changing places, I need that space. Staying educated, hitting all bases. Took time to do what I feel for you. So fuck shit, y'all finna let you sleep. If I get stacks, don't stack. Don't feed me with your 360 contract stack. One this, two this, or excuse me, miss. Rappers nowadays look diss and snitch. Keep my name out your mouth. Let's be witty, or just be hella fake. Kissing like a snake, greeting with a smile and a handshake. That shit bitch made.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they shit is sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
All you motherfuckers claiming to fuck with me, like me, but you don't like me,
if y'all
don't kill yourself.
With me.
Going crazy.
Oh yeah,
there you
appreciate
go.
That. Oh yeah.
Anytime.
For everybody that's out there listening, you know, if you got haters out there that's hating on you, then that means you're doing a good job. Other than that, you shouldn't give a damn who fuck with you or not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. That's why I made that song. You know.
True that.
I used to get so much backlash, and you know, my name used to be mud and stuff. You know what I mean? And you know, I used to tell myself, man, fuck what people think about you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they talk about Jesus Christ and all that, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes you just got to say, forget it, you know? So,
right.
You know, this song right here, it'll never get old because at some point in time, you got to tell yourself, why do I think about what the next person think about me, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I know it's hot right now, you know what I mean? Like, Atlantic Records still want to, they still want to do some business with me, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I want to make sure I come correct with everything that's on the table. So, you know, but like I said, it's just the beginning right now. You know, I got more music coming. And like mm-hmm. I said, it's nice. It's real nice.
It is. It is. You got a lot of talent, my friend. And don't forget to support Mr. King Webb. I mean, I love it when you support talented people. I never say support people who write shitty books because I got a rep.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on. I know this is a good song. I know it's rising to the top. I'm going to connect myself to it. I'm going to connect myself to a winner. And there you go. That's a winner, man. King Webb. I don't give a damn.
And also, you know, everybody probably wondering, you know, well, what is he doing with his royalties? You know, well, you know, is he, you know, what is he doing? And, you know, I first got to start up by letting people know I am a single parent. So, you know, of course, my kids, I make sure my kids are well taken care of. And then on the beside of that, you know, I have a cousin, you know, his grandfather is B.B. King, you know. Christopher King, he has a nonprofit organization, and he's teaching young men how to be better, you know, and you know, it's like a gentleman's club to teach young boys how to be men and stuff, you know what I mean, and you know how to act and all that kind of stuff, you know, properly and all that stuff. And so the donations that he gets from that, he goes over there to Africa and he builds wells, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know a few years ago I took some money and I donated it, and he was able to build a well. And that well is for the people in Africa to have drinking water, you know.
Right.
To have drinking water. And so, so you know, my royalties, you know, whenever I get those, you know, I try to send a nice donation over to help them over there and get drinking wells and stuff. And so right now I'm actually trying to work on something special because I do have a lot of listeners that come from over there in Africa. And I mean, it's beautiful. So, you know, that's what I do with my royalties. You know, I do try to give back to really those that are in need, you know. And then, too, I'm actually working on doing a cash giveaway prize pretty soon. And so, you know, as I'm doing these things, I'll be keeping everybody updated that tunes into the show, as well as Brian, you know. And so, like I said, everything is working out really good, and I'm just happy that God has given me this type of mindset to help others, you know. Because I know when I was a little bit younger, you know, before I had kids, I know I needed help. And when people gave me cash or if I had one in a cash giveaway, I was able to use that money. And so right now we are in trying times, you know, where people need help. So, you know, I really try to do my best to give back, you know. I'm not going to be one of those artists that overlook people or look down on someone. You know, you got people who they do that, you know, in the industry. And that's not the type of person I am, you know. So,
right.
But with that being said, you know, I just appreciate everybody and their support, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing good work, man. You got a heart of gold, and you do give back, and you do help. I see you even on Facebook helping some people out and trying to show them the right way, too.
Speaking of that, I've been helping people get their credit fixed, and the problem is you have a lot of credit companies that are cheating people out of their money, not helping, you know, just – but this company that I deal with, they are the best in the – they are the best right now in the world, you know. They actually help you. You know what I'm saying? It's really good, you know what I mean? And so I've been helping quite a bit of people. Actually, one of the artists who I brought on the show, Big Neil, he's actually dealing with them right now, you know. And, you know, he's actually dealing with them right now. And so, you know, anybody who is looking to maintain their credit or fix their credit or, you know, anything, you know, if you're looking to remove anything from collections and all this other good stuff, then, you know, reach out to me on the show or however, you know, however you want to do it, you know, and I get you guys linked up, you know. And so, yeah, it's pretty good. So, matter of fact, what I do is after the show, I will find the post, I reshare it, and I tag Brian. And if you guys are interested, then, you know, you can just comment on his page, and then we can go from there. So, yeah, I've been helping people fix their credit and stuff, you know. It's a very important part of life, you know.
Yeah. And you got to have it. You got to have your credit together to get things. King, that's nice of you, man. And so stay tuned, and he will hook you up with that, because you can't do anything without good credit nowadays. I mean, it's almost like a resume. Getting a house, a car, whatever, things for your kids. And with this pandemic, people losing their jobs, losing their businesses, they get into a little trouble. They need something like that, okay?
Yeah.
They need something like that.
Yes, and then, a lot of people, they don't understand that right now you have to at least have a 660 or better to be able to want to try and buy a house, you know? You have to have a 660 or better, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, but, you know, if you can get yours past the 660 and you can get something around 700, then that's good, too. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll tag Brian in the post later. And, you know, those over there on the East Coast, you know, if you guys are looking to get your credit fixed with a really great company, not none of these scamming companies, then just look for the tag. I'll be tagging them later on today. Yep.
Hey, I like that. Thank you, Mr. King Webb. And we have another special guest, a celebrity guest that's connected to Mr. Webb. He's, you know, you can tell a good person by good people who hang with Mr. Webb, because he only hangs with good people. Mr. Columbus Berry, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Berry. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hey, good morning, Columbus. Good morning.
There you go, Columbus. Uh-oh. I think we lost him. Maybe it's not Columbus. Let me try this. 316. Is it Columbus? Uh-oh. He may have a little problem with his phone. I have 316-304. I think that's Mr. Columbus Berry. Okay. Maybe I'm going to keep his mic open. Is that his? Okay, 316, you're live on the air, just in case it's not Columbus Berry, but I think it is. I'm going to leave your mic open.
Yeah.
Columbus? Okay. I'll leave your mic open, 316, just in case you want to talk. Maybe you're not Columbus Berry. Maybe you are a listener and you want to get into this conversation. So 316-304, you're live on the air. Anytime you're available to talk, just chime in. I'll continue the show. We were talking about religion, and people were talking about their freedom, F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. And people don't realize that you're not free. Even God has certain rules and regulations that you must abide by to get on his good side. They're called the Ten Commandments. You might follow them. If you don't follow them, there's going to be repercussions. Now, man decided to say, you know what? I'm not that good. I'm not that good, Lord. I'm not you. I'm not Jesus. I'm a man that has faults. I need a curve here. So then man, I think, made up a curve to the Lord, saying, okay, I may fall from some of these rules because Lord, there's a lot of temptation out there. I don't know what's going on. But I may fall. I may kind of, you know, maybe lose one or two. But I don't want you to get mad at me. So what we're going to do, Lord, and I hope it's okay with you, is we're going to have a pass. And meaning I'm going to sin, but Lord, I'm going to put the pass in, meaning that you kind of forgive the sinner, but you hate the sin. You know what I mean? So let's blame it on the sin, but forgive me as the sinner who did it, because, you know, Lord, after all, I'm not a perfect man. And so we're going to put that pass in. That'll keep you like, so when we when we fall from grace, we're still going to be on your good side because we mean well. And hopefully you'll forgive us. So man put in the past. And that goes back with American freedom. We're not free because we do have rules. They're called laws. You're not free to touch a woman. You're not free to take a woman because you want to take her. You're not free to steal things. You're not free to do any of that stuff. You can do it. That's your freedom. Still, why not? But there's going to be repercussions. And we live in that kind of world. And it's the same thing where somebody is saying, oh, now we got a beautiful lady to come into the studio. Are you kidding me? I can't keep her on hold. Hello, Latia. We have Mr. King of Kings in here. Your Royal Highness here, and I think Columbus Berry's here. Hello, Latia. Good morning, sweetheart. Or good afternoon. It must be Blog Talk. You know, for the last week, I've been hearing people can't even come into the studio because they've been getting busy signals. And I know Latia was trying to talk, and I know Barry's kind of talk, but we're not hearing anything. So I'm going to ask you, if you hear my voice, try to call back.
Hello?
Okay, Blog Talk is messing with me. They just... Blog Talk,
oh, man.
Blog Talk just got me out of the studio.
Everybody having a hard time, but I'm not, you know, it's crazy.
I know. Man. I just got... Blog Talk just got me out of my own radio show. Hold on, let's see if Latia's here. Latia... Hey.
Hi.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, what's going on, Latia? Hey, hey, hey.
Mr. Columbus Berry, call back in because I think we're having some problems with the phones because they knocked me out of the studio. How's Miss Latia doing today? What's going on with you? Did you have a good weekend, Miss Latia?
Yeah, I'm good. Hi.
Oh, good. Hi. Is that your daughter?
No, that's my mama.
Oh, that's your mama? Oh, let me talk to your mama. Let me talk to your mama.
You are the one to talk to mama.
Yes, I do want to talk to your mama. You're on the Brian and Hammer Jackson show.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can I have your name?
You got her showing her white girl voice, but continue.
Hi. How your day going?
And my day's going good. Could I have your name?
This is Carrie.
Carrie? That's a pretty name. Carrie, you sound too young to be a mama. Are you sure that's your daughter? Or are you just trying to claim her for exemption on your tax return?
I'm trying to tell you. She got two tones of voices. She got the...
Really?
I don't know. She got the regular voice and she got this voice. So she giving you this voice. Okay. Well,
I like this voice.
I have two boys and a girl. Latia is my youngest. And I have two beautiful grandkids by her.
Okay, you know that.
You know, Latia is one of our favorites when she comes on the show. And you know what? She talks about you all the time, how good you are. And she was talking about she was going on a trip, but she doesn't want to stay long because she's going to miss her mama. And I can hear your voice, and I can understand why she doesn't want to stay long away from you. You raised a great daughter. You raised a great daughter. She sure did.
He purple because remember when I kept telling you my flight kept canceling, right? And you was like, well, you
right.
can't go. I'm like, yeah, I ain't going to go. But then I wasn't even there a week.
You wanted to come home so bad, didn't you, Latia? You wanted to come home
yes,
so bad.
Her kids was, ooh, they worse than mine.
Can I share something with you in the audience?
She want to say
sure.
something for y'all.
Sure.
All
right, go ahead. Mic 2, go.
It's called wonderful.
All right, here you go. You are wonderful. You're marvelous. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. You are wonderful. You're marvelous, greater
Wow. Look at that. Look at the crowd. They're going crazy. I love it. Get her a record contract. Sign her up now. Thank you so much, Carrie. That was beautiful. That was
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
She got a voice on her. You got to get her into the studio there, Latia. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love her voice.
Thank you. I just finished my single called Endless Love. So you
did
guys
you really?
Be looking out for that. Yes, I did.
Oh, Lord. And
now,
bigger.
Now, do you have, I mean, that was beautiful. Do you have a producer, Carrie, or you got
no,
anything going on?
Hmm? No, I paid for the entire project, and the guy that produced the music, I paid him in full, so everything belongs to me. I have a copyright of that song, and it's called Endless Love, and it's a beautiful song.
It is. It is.
Yes.
And you sing it so well. I have a song that I want to send you since you sung that beautiful song. Here's a song I want to give to you from my heart. Listen to this, Carrie, from me to you.
Okay.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. But my body,
there you go.
My body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody. But there is something that I must confess.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What's up, people? I'm back.
You are true.
My body.
Oh, is that Mr. Barry? Is that Mr. Columbus Barry?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes,
yes,
sir.
Did you just hear that beautiful song that Carrie sung? That's Latia's mother. Did you just hear that? That was beautiful.
No, actually, I got in on the tail end of that. I would love to hear it, though. You know,
sing it again,
I would love to hear it.
Sing it again, Mama.
Sing
it, baby.
It's called Wonderful. You are wonderful. You're motherless. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. You are wonderful. You're marvelous. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. You are wonderful. You're marvelous. You are my shelter from the rain. You cause the sun to shine again. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You are the mighty great I am. I'm everything you say I am and more. That's it.
That is beautiful. There you go. Now
oh,
we
wow.
have some artists.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I was waiting on Luther Vandross to tell me at the end of that, say, tum, 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 tum.
She's good. Now, we have, now, Carrie, when there's a rule on the show, when someone sings so beautiful like that, we happen to have some recording artists in the studio. So we have Mr. Columbus Barry and we have Mr. King Webb. And usually when we have somebody
is that
sing like that. Huh?
Keep it rolling.
Okay. They usually give a critique so you can get some feedback. And let's go with Mr. Columbus Barry. You just heard this beautiful song, I'm So Wonderful, or You're Wonderful. What's the name of it? Is it You're Wonderful or Wonderful?
It's called Wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, Wonderful. Mr. Barry, please give her your review. feedback.
Okay. All right. I got one question. Did you write the lyrics to that?
Of course. I'm a writer.
You wrote the lyrics to it? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. I will say this. That's one of the hardest things to get down is writing a song that actually makes some sense and has some feeling behind it. And I got the feeling behind it when you sang it. It sounded like it was you. It didn't sound like anybody else, so I really like that. You sound like you're comfortable with yourself while you're singing this. You sound very comfortable. I do like that a lot. I would love to hear it on an actual recording. I want to hear it purely just you. I want to hear your voice. I don't want to hear any background noise. I want it amplified. I don't want no phone, these shitty phone speakers. I don't want to hear it unless it's recorded because that just sounds magical.
Okay.
Mr. Farmer has a way with women. He has a way with women. This is what I want to hear.
I'm just saying. Her voice needs to be, I want to hear it 100%. I want to hear her.
Right.
I don't need this phone distorting anything. We need to hear that.
Right. I agree with you. She does have a beautiful voice. I agree with him. Can you do that, Carrie?
Okay. Well,
I definitely can.
I just finished a project, like I was telling you, called Endless Love. And mm-hmm. I'm in the process of moving. So once I get settled where I'm going to, then I would love to go in the studio and do Wonderful.
And I would play it. I would play it on the radio. I got a lot of listeners around the world waiting to hear your voice. You sound so good. Thank you, Mr. Columbus Berry, for that review and some input. I think every artist needs to have that from another artist. You know what I mean? And I like to critique Mr. Columbus Berry. And, Carrie, do you want to hear Columbus Berry? Your turn. And then we're going to go Mr. King. But you want to hear him?
Wait. I have another song that's out that I didn't really do any promoting for. It's called It's Up to You. And it's like a motivational song for anybody who feels like they're not getting what they deserve out of life. So.
Now, yeah.
I mean,
let's do
love play
affection.
That one.
Yeah.
Love and affection.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've listened to that song over 1,000 times and I'm tired of hearing it. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's going to be 1,001. Because it's a great song, and I'm going to play it for Carrie. I'm going to play it for her because it's her turn to give you the feedback. Here you go. All right, let me get queued up. Now, King, we have to go to King. King, do you agree with this? Isn't it fair that we play his song and that Carrie gives him a critique?
Yes.
I think you should play the mm-hmm. other one, man. I'm just saying.
I don't have the other one. Okay. I think
you act like I can send it to you in 30 seconds.
Send it to me. Go ahead and send it to me because I'm going to play Love and Affection and then we'll wait a minute. You want to send me the call? If you send me the song, I will play that. Not Love and Affection. I'll play that one because you're so hype on that one. I haven't heard it.
All right. I'll send it. What's the email again? Send me the email.
Come on. Latia's singing it. She's requesting Love and Affection.
What's the email?
Wait a minute. We're on Facebook. Look. Let me see. Where are you at? Columbus Berry. I'm going to send you it. Let me see. Here you go.
What's
Mr.
the email?
Columbus Berry. My email is hammer, AO, but it's better to send me through it on Facebook. Can you send me through it on Facebook or is it better on email?
I mean, I got it on email right now. I just sent it to her. I can send it to her on Facebook.
Okay, because email would be hard for me.
As long as it doesn't sound very distorted.
Well, do you have a Facebook page? I mean, not a Facebook page. Do you have a YouTube channel that I can just get the song and play it?
Hold on one second.
No?
Let me see.
All right. All right.
I don't even think it's. I don't even think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me.
I didn't put it on YouTube because I wasn't really.
Okay. Wait a minute. Here we go. I'm gonna send you a message. Send it here. Okay. Here we go. And then I'll play Love and Affection. Okay. If you're on Facebook, you'll get my message. I'm here. If you can send it there, that'll be cool. Because if you send in my email, then I would have to transfer from my email out of my phone to the studio. If we have to do that, we'll do that. But I just sent
it's
you.
Not, it's just saying sending. So.
Okay. Okay. Then my email is hammer AOD. Alfred, Oscar, David. Oh, you already sent? Damn! Okay, let me transfer it. Here we go. Love and Affection. And then we're going to get his new hit. I love this song, and you can tell Latia's already singing it. So, tell me when you made this song, Mr. Columbus Berry, what were you thinking of? What was your muse?
I honestly had this beat for I got a whole bunch of playlists, and I have a playlist called the ones not twos, which means the songs are like the number ones, like they could be. And this beat had been lingering there for a long, long time, and I heard it one day, and I just couldn't figure out anything to write to it. And one day I heard the beat again, and it instantly just came to my head. And then I got home, I wrote the song, it sat for a good week and a half. I went in there, and it was again. When I tell you, the song wasn't complete when I walked in the studio. The song was not complete when I walked in the studio. There's a reason why the song is only 2 minutes and 15-20 seconds, because I was like, you know what, this is a sweet point. I don't want to add any more. I don't want to take anything away from it. And then that's how I got this song, pretty much. And it's the same with the Up to You song that I just had. I randomly ran across the beat, sat for months and months and months, and then I finally got around to it, heard it, and it just came out.
Well, here it is. So. Mr. Columbus Berry, dedicated to you, Carrie. Love and Affection. I'm going to mute everybody so we don't hear the background noise, so stay with me so we can hear this pure voice. Stay with me, everybody.
All I see is teardrops. And tell me, what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down, I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve, so why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. Just tell me what you like, do what it takes to make you smile. Even if it takes some time, I wanna give you my whole life. Don't worry about the lights, and don't worry what you're feeling inside. Don't try to deny you're living in a lie. Baby, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. Baby, it's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. Affection.
very loving affection. We're going to go to our judge, Carrie, and she's going to tell us what she thinks. Here you go, Carrie. What do you think? Payback's a bitch. So give us your review.
I like the song. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's a good song. I think he should have had some background vocals to do the love and affection part. But I love the song.
It wow.
has a great voice. I love the tone of his voice. I love the execution of the song that he did.
Wow.
I get it that he did his own background because a lot of the projects that I've done in the past, I've did my own. But I packed my vocals so it sounded like more than one person. But kudos to you. I like that song. I really do. You know, that's a great song. No wonder my daughter's singing it.
Love and affection.
She don't even sing my song, but I ain't never heard of her until she went to singing Love and Affection.
She don't sing my song.
She only one song that she sings is the one that I wrote for her. But I like Love and Affection. You should continue. What other songs do you have? Hello?
I have a bunch that aren't released. Yeah, sorry. I'm at work. I have a bunch that aren't released yet, but I'm working on that.
You know, you got a sexy voice, by the way.
Oh, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There you go.
I like your song. I really do. It sounds better than some of the stuff that's on the radio today. I think somebody should sign you because you'll be a great artist.
Yeah. And, of course, King Webb has discovered Mr. Barry, and when he wins the award, I hope he thanks Mr. King Webb for praise God first, thank you Jesus, and thank you King Webb. Here's the latest. Again, here we go, Mr. Columbus Barry, his latest song. Now you're going to hear some stuff in the background because they're doing construction where I live, but hopefully you'll hear the song. Here's his latest, Mr. Columbus Barry.
You're feeling pain. You've been so lost in life. Some people can't relate. I can't believe you came this far. You need to believe in who you are. It's up to you. It's up to you, 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 you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you, 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 you. It's up to you. It's up to you. You just show the world your worth and everything you work so hard for. Don't deny your own success. And when it comes to credit, you deserve more. Standing ovation. You've been so patient. You deserve screams with an encore. Hey, you can face it. Respect, you can take it. This is what you work so hard for. And you got the style along with the mind to conquer anything you want. It just takes time between you and I. I think we all know you got it. It's up to you. It's up to you, 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 you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you, 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 you. It's up to you.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys. There you go. And we're doing some construction in the house here. There you go, Mr. Columbus Berry, right there. Okay. That's
okay, well,
your cheek. Uh-huh.
Love. That's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. But I give you a little taste of it. I love you and I can't believe you're the beginning. Your love was no end. Your love was no bound. That's just a little sound.
I think it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm trying to do two things. They're putting in new plumbing and new plastering. So I'm working a show where I'm trying to do landscaping. I think it's a beautiful song, Mr. Berry. I think you got a hit there. I really do.
Yeah, you haven't even heard the other ones, man. Just wait.
Wow.
I'm excited for you.
I am too, huh? It's like this guy is going, him and King Webb, man. You guys ought to do a duet together. You sound great together. Let's go to Mr. King Webb because Mr. King Webb is there, our other artist, celebrity artist. Mr. King Webb, you heard wonderful from Carrie, Matias, mom. What are your critique? What do you have to say?
I really like, I'll give this a bit more. I'm always getting spoiled anyway because I can hear it sing whenever I want to, you know. So I just got to put that out there, you know. I can always hear if I want to sing, hear her sing. So, you know, she's always got a beautiful voice every time I hear her sing. So she's actually got a song on YouTube, you know, that both of my daughters that they love, you know, and they always singing this song. So, but yeah, I definitely want to hear more. So.
Well, you can call later. I'll sing it for you. Somebody, you can call later. She'll sing it for you.
Yeah.
Endless Love is a beautiful song, and I know the world is going to love it. A very beautiful song. It's completed. I'm getting ready to do a video to relate to the song.
I'm going
to
be
so in. I'm excited. And God has just opened up the door for me to do what he called me to do.
Amen.
I just said it's out of paper and it's not out of paper.
So, I'm excited. But yeah, Wonderful
I really
is the song. Wonderful is another song that I plan on doing soon. So I'm coming out with Endless Love first, and then following Endless Love will be Wonderful.
Yeah.
And after that, Restore, Sacrifice, I have like about 2 to 3 albums worth of songs. So, and
yeah.
They're all good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, David heard me sing before.
You heard me.
But I would love for you guys to see me in concert, in action. So, yeah.
What?
Hopefully one day you guys can see me and on the stage, really in my element, singing, because that's where I belong. That's why I'm comfortable. That's where I love entertaining, you know, the whole 9 yards.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more than you're more than welcome to share the music with me, and I always share it on my pages and let other people hear it. So.
Okay. So you guys, that was Carrie, myself, and I'm gonna give you guys right to my beautiful daughter.
Period.
Here, get my family back. But I don't understand because we keep saying "Grandpa."
Might need a certain amount of paper.
Probably, cause he was gonna put some more paper in.
Trying to get his toy.
Oh, there it goes. Now, I don't print all this. Now, just imagine how many.
Well, that's great, guys. See? Musicians get together. I wish I could help you guys. I know King's on it. Carrie, we need those vocals like Mr. King. Again, Mr. King, Columbus Berry, can you give her some bullet points that you would like to hear her voice and how to do it again? Just step one, step two, step three. That would help her out.
Give me 30 seconds. Like I get to sing somebody.
I'll get 30 seconds, okay. But you do have talent there, Miss Latia's mama. I like it.
I know. I've been singing since elementary. I've had chorus. I already know, not saying that I have the big head, but I really perfected my craft. I love what I do. I love singing about the Lord. And thank God he gave the kind of inspirational songs that he gave me. However, I don't feel like I'm where I need to be, but I'm yet to feel none. And,
well,
so it, I have
you took the first step. You took the first step. A lot of people heard you just sing right now. And Latia has a good voice, too, but she's so shy. I can barely hear her. But she has a good voice, too.
Well, she wants to be do one of the background vocals on my song, Endless Love. And before, she wouldn't even do that. So she's come a long way.
Right.
I've written a lot of songs down trying to get her to come out of her shell and do, because I want her to follow her passion and her dream.
Right. Well, she's getting there. She's talking on the air. She's talking to people who are listening to her. And you're helping her, and she's getting out of her shell. Trust me. She is getting out of there. She has smacked some people down on the show. She's getting tough.
That's the only girl I have. Yes, I think she get her gift from her mom.
Ah, oh, man, your mom, Latia, your mom sings like an angel, man. She has potential. I'm not lying. And I'm hoping that King Webb and Mr. Columbus Berry could give us some more information that we can get her going, because that's what we do. Artists help each other. And Mr. Columbus Berry has us on hold for a couple of minutes. And until he gets back in the air, we got to fill this show up. And just stay with me. All right, everybody, Mr. Columbus Berry will be back. And Mr. King Webb, thank you so much for your critique, because it means a lot. This is a man with I Don't Give a Damn is going up to almost 300,000. It was 200,000 opening the show. Now it's about 300,000 of downloads of I Don't Give a Damn. It's probably more than that. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break. And I got to get like a jackhammer out of my living room and maybe a cup of coffee.
Well, when you guys come back, I can let you guys hear Endless Love.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I can barely hear you.
I said when you guys come back, I can let you hear Endless Love.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. When we come back, I like to hear that. That'll give people to look forward to. Give me 2 minutes, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network with Brian the Hammer Jackson. We're on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time most times, but I'm in production, so it's hard to find me. So if you'd like to follow me and know when the show is on, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson. Hit the follow button, and every time I'm on the air, you'll get the information through email, and hopefully you'll join us. If you'd like to join us now, we got about 10 minutes left. It's 319-527-6099. The beautiful Carrie is here. Latia is here. The celebrity Mr. King of Kings, King Webb, your Royal Highness in the studio. And, of course, Mr. Columbus Barry himself. So if you'd like to come in the studio, this is where it's at, and people can hear you all over the world. We'll be right back after this break. Give me 2 minutes, and Carrie has something special for us when we come back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network.
Welcome to Eternal
Escape. I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, it came with 2 doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady come. I brought a G-Wagon, that shit was a Brabus, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the 4-door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the 4-door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the 4-door, had to get... Yeah, chopstick came with a large low man. Extra clip in it, nigga, I ain't got no aim. Ball main pocket to a fresh romaine. And I stay with the cash like an exo chain. 5500, nigga, that's your rain. When I go to the club, make a storm hurricane. Nigga pull up, think it's G.I. Joe, man. 762, turn them G.I. James. That Rico and Boo, they be knee high, man. Now when I look down, you know I can't see my aim. Man, she after some rap, gave her 3x10. Put her right in the condo, put her in the bin. And I did all of that, no one see her again. And honestly, on the better things, I'm afraid. These niggas groupies, they peons, man. King of my city like Leon, man. Hit of these niggas by Eon, man. She let me touch for the free iron, man. So you know that's a must like Eli, man. They was taking, I was spinning, you was saving. I'm counting up green like a peepie, man. I was holding down my team like my name was paid. To make sure my brothers were Eli, man. Cartier's got diamonds all in the middle like a nigga pulled up with 3 eyes, man. Just know them shit, they all G.I., man. Everybody got rollies, that's team time frame. I said my side, go trying to be my man. I said my man, go keep talking my side. I told her, shut up and go for a ride. Any road truck, girl, yeah, you could be on the bus. You can get what you want. Out the mall, no need to hold me up. Woo! Riggedy racks, that's all in my Louis V jeans, I was scrubbed. Hey!
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden.
Just a day.
lucid dream. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie to you, but you can learn to. If I could change
back. There's a lot of construction going on in my place, so I have to make sure that I take care of business here. I'm also in production, and I got a little email from Netflix, which is very good news to me. A lot of things are happening. All right. I know you've been waiting for this. Carrie has something special for us. Carrie, whenever you're ready, you're on.
Okay.
Here we go, y'all.
I love you, and I trust and believe that you are, I am that I am. You're the beginning, your love has no ending, your love has no bounds, you're God of all living. God of living love, and you're all that I ever need. I love you, and I trust.
That's her song, y'all.
Yeah, baby. Carrie, everyone. Carrie. Beautiful. You know what we're going to have? You may participate. I only got 1 minute. We're going to do a karaoke thing. There's a prize of $200. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to move independent artists further. So what we're going to ask, and it's going to be live, and we're going to stream the live. We're going to stream it live on Facebook, the top five finalists in it. There's a reward in it. We're going to reach all of our contacts that we have, record companies, producers, so on and so forth. And hopefully we'll get some judges too. And we'll let you know what's going on there. And the top five, I mean, we'll give you all the details. I think it's going to be beautiful. But the karaoke thing is you're going to have to sing something that's familiar with everybody. And if you make it to the top 10, then you sing a cover song. But then we will allow you to put your own independent song in there. If you reach the top five, you're able to win the prize. Well, right now it's only $200, but we're hoping to get bigger and a trophy. And you're able to promote your independent song at that point and let the world know who you are. So that's going to be our karaoke contest. I hope everybody participate. As the show goes on next week or this week, I'll tell you more details about the karaoke thing to move artists forward. A lot of things are going to be changing here. Congratulate me. Netflix is in talks with making a deal with me. And my film is finally going to be out there called The First Family. And I talked to my crew, and we start the location shooting. And, yeah, yours truly will hopefully have a movie on Netflix, what I'm supposed to do. I haven't been. I'm sorry, kiddo?
You going to be one of the characters? No,
hon.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you
think? Well, I haven't directed in about 15 years, and so I'm going to get back into it. And I wrote the movie. It's going to be good stuff. And we're also going to be opening up the phone things because I'm writing a couple of plays that we're going to be casting. We're going to do radio plays. There's a lot of good stuff we're going to be doing, so stay tuned to the show. And, of course, we're going to have more political talk, more social media talk, and we're going to get to the bottom of things. We may not change your mind, but we may give you a different way of thinking, especially about the pandemic. And I just want to leave you with this. We all have rules, and we don't like them, but we got to follow them. And to be part of society, if we do not follow the rules, we have anarchy and people are going to destroy things. I know you don't want to take the shot, but you know what? Sometimes we got to do things that we don't want to do to keep our society moving forward and to help other people. Think about it. All right. I want to thank Carrie for coming in the studio, everybody. Miss Carrie came in the studio today with her wonderful song. There you go. I want to thank Mr. Columbus Berry and his new song. And plus Mr. Love and Affection himself. Thank you, Mr. Berry, for coming in the studio today, a celebrity musician.
You guys.
And, of course, Mr. King of Kings, Mr. King Webb, came in the studio today, and we heard I Don't Give a Damn. And that's going into at least 20. Since we've been on the air, I guarantee you it's about 300,000 downloads. He was already at 200,000 downloads when we came on. Mr. King Webb, I Don't Give a Damn. We have six other people in the studio. I did not open up their phones because we don't have enough time. But thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for supporting me. And Latia, thank you for coming in. And say hello to the babies. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you guys. Bye. I'll see you tomorrow on Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Bye-bye. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
And get your shots, y'all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.